families, and welcome back to the Thriving Autism Families Podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Sanford. I am your autism advocate, and I'm an autism mom just like you. Thanks so much for joining us for part two of our episode today. Let's get started. This, you're just really, really hitting home. And that was going to be my next question, Nicole. You know, what tips do you have for parents? And you're already giving us some, you know, putting away technology ourselves, you know, like at the dinner table, having structured times when no one is using technology. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Definitely. Yep. And that naturally, if you have a little more parameters around when technology is not allowed, then that naturally reduces the time that they have access to the media. And it also reduces the risk of dependency or addiction, because gamers cannot get very good at gaming if their time is restricted, if that makes sense. Yeah. And social media doesn't become such an obsession if you're only using it occasionally. Yeah. Some tips, like you said, lead by example, parents, and narrate. If you do need to take a call, tell them, like, this is a work call. I need to answer it. It'll be 10 minutes. Put phones in a basket. We have something that's called a loot box, even, that locks. It's for devices out of sight, out of mind, or even just a basket when you walk in the door. Even though they are mobile devices, they're not meant to be on your person. Mm-hmm. So making that differentiation that we try to use our technology as a tool, not a constant tether.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is great. Yeah.
Yep. And by setting some time limits and having bedtime, I'm telling you, an old fashioned bedtime routine will save so much heartache in the future with tech related ailments. And bedtime is another thing that is learned. It's a learned process to be able to quiet your mind, yeah, sit very still, listen to a meditation on a distraction free device, mm-hmm, the Google Home devices, or okay, they make, if you like technology, you know, there's some alarm clocks like Lofty that play meditation choices in the menus.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So to be able to teach your children how to put themselves to bed, and reading a book is so important, and we never want to tie reading or chores to technology time either, because you're creating a negative association with those essential life skills for something that is potentially harmful. It's like saying you can go have a smoke break if you unload the dishwasher.
Whoa, Nicole, you're diving pretty deep here for us. You're getting home, but man, it's true. Kids get,
yeah,
the addiction, yep, that occurs with technology is comparable, to years ago when people would smoke and things like that. But that this is their thing for this generation. Yeah. It's technology.
It is. And unfortunately, it takes about 30 to 40 years before harmful things in our life become more mainstream moderated. So seatbelts took, 30 years before they became law, even though everybody could see, like, this is a problem and it does help to have them on. Yes. Smoking, it took 40 years for regulations to really put those risks front and center and say, this is addictive and it can be harmful. And, children shouldn't be smoking. Yeah. And adults, it impacts them as well. So we have the anecdotal evidence, and this has been very well studied for over 10 years now with a lot of long-term studies. So it's not something new, even though we do see it in the news more often now. But it really hits home with children on the autism spectrum, because they are much more susceptible to overuse and addiction, unfortunately. And I really want parents to take a careful look, not to use screens as babysitters, because even though it temporarily pacifies them by kind of mesmerizing, It creates dysfunction then by overstimulating the brain. And that's when you remove devices and you see this giant overreaction.
Yes.
That's what's happening in the brain area.
Wow. And so that was my next question, Nicole. You know, we're autism families here, and I know that there are families out there who are struggling, you know, especially during COVID when kids aren't enabled and people aren't able to get out as much. And so maybe parents kind of let it go a little too much now. And they're saying, you know, there's no way, Nicole, I can get technology away from my kiddo on the spectrum. My kiddo's autistic and this is their thing. Like, how do I do that?
Right. Well, it has to do with their age too. Unfortunately, the later in the teens, if you're making drastic changes, you're risking relationships. And really, that's a very difficult and needs to be handled with care and made, you know, slight changes and talking about it and making adjustments that way. The younger the kids are, the preteens, the teens, when you're still the rule maker and you can talk about why you're making changes, that maybe this is how it was. It doesn't mean that has to be on, you know, that you're allowed to change your mind and you've done some research and it's better if we don't do this. You know, you're the adult and you can make new changes. And generally, children after 2 weeks really take well to them. Having less screen time feels good to humans. And so even though the initial period, we call it a little detox period, that can be pretty tough. It doesn't take very long to see positive changes in the way children and teens interact.
Well, there's hope. That's really good.
There's definitely hope. And the neuroplasticity of the brain, it's definitely never too late to start making changes, even with a bedtime routine or the dinner routine. As much or as little as you can work into your life. Everybody is in different circumstances. Of course, we realize that. But just to be mindful about the time that you do allow, that it doesn't come without risks.
Well, this is so wonderful. Parents, I hope you are taking note of these great tips. You know, I think Nicole is just helping us realize that it's practical. First, it's a problem. We have a problem. It's not okay that our kids are on the screen too much. You know, I was telling Nicole off air that when you take your kiddo in for a checkup at the doctor on the, you know, forms, they ask, is the child on the screen more than an hour? And who wants to keep saying no and lying about it or saying yes? And, you know, what do you do? So it's a problem. For us all, we're all in the same, I'm in the same boat with you too, families. But we're also learned that there are things that we can do. We can model it. We can, you know, use dinner time as a time to connect. We can find some activities that the kiddos are interested in. You can take a walk outside. I love the bedtime routine, right? I mean, I think even for kids, you think, oh, well, you know, my kids, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, let me tell you, my kids still love bedtime. You know, they're 9 and 11 and they love reading stories. We just read different stories together now that they're older. So,
And there's tools that you can use to help support your goals. There's Wi-Fi mesh routers that will shut off the Wi-Fi to all the devices, maybe except your own computer if you work in the evenings like I do. So you know, have a natural reset time in your house and maybe 8 o'clock or 8:30. And then children need to read, or my sons, once the internet was off, you would be amazed at how quick they would just go to sleep. And you know, they were tired enough that they didn't need to stay up and read a book to help them fall asleep.
Yeah.
But without that space, they wouldn't have done that on their own. And that's the same for many, many children. The technology just eats away that time. But it is possible to make little changes. And there's lots of tools to help and tips. So start little or just cold turkey big.
Hey, there you go. So start baby steps or go big or go home, depending on, you know, what you're able to tolerate and what you want to do, how old your kids are too. Like you said, all those are factors. So, you know, Nicole, just great information here. How can families find out more about you, about your services, about your book?
Sure. Take a look at screentimeclinic.com. And we actually have a whole network of different screen educators in many different cities and international. Because that question that you just posed about, like, depending on your family circumstances, the ages of your kids, like, how do you know what to do at the stage you're at? We can help identify the best way to move forward and make some big or small changes depending on your circumstances. And this isn't just about a list of rules that you're giving your children. This is really a new family way of life. And you have to have both parents on board if you're a two-parent family. If you are separated, I had that challenge as a single mom for 10 years. It was very difficult having my own rules, but it is possible if it's not able to unite the co-parents. There's lots of different strategies, and we're here to help figure out what would work best for your family.
Well, that's great. And thank you. You know, I appreciate that you even sharing that and your transparency, because, you know, that's a reality for some parents and families. It is that they feel so that as though they're the bad guy, because when they're with the other parent, they get to do X, Y, Z. But you're saying you've lived it and it's possible.
It's possible. It takes some thoughtful doing. And
yes, and not easy, but possible.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Wonderful. Well, thank you again, Nicole. Families, I just hope that you have picked up at least one little nugget that can help you along your journey of parenting an autistic child in the age where screen time is the norm. We're learning about screen time, how much is too much, and what we can do to help our children stay healthy when it comes to screen time. So this has been wonderful. Thank you again, Nicole, for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. And parents, always feel free to join us on another episode of Thriving Autism Families. And remember, your child's going to be okay, and you're going to be okay too. Have a great one.